In the midst of the dark at 4:30 a.m., I was adrift on the Mediterranean Sea with 26 other refugees, all different nationalities, cramped in a basic dinghy with thin wooden floor and weakly inflated rubber walls. My only thought, and the main reason pushing me to make this possibly fatal journey, was my pregnant wife, Wad, who had argued firmly against me leaving. "I'm only doing this so that our son has a future," I told her. I had seen Syrian refugee children working, missing out on their education. I did not want that for our son. I wanted him to have a future, and I was willing to risk my life so that his would be better. Only then she relented. The dinghy's engine had stopped working, and waves were pummeling the sides, threatening us with the bottom of a dark sea. There was a mechanical engineer among us, another Syrian refugee. While he tinkered with the engine, Ming grew visibly anxious. A woman started weeping. Her two children wailed inconsolably. After what seemed an eternity, all of us hopelessly frightened, he was able to restart the engine and steer the boat towards the shore. We had been taken to the boat in secret on a dangerous, circuitous journey across Turkey, arranged by a well-organized mafia of smugglers. The last one we met shared directions with a refugee on the boat, then, telling him to steer the dinghy, jumped into the sea and swam into the dark, back to shore, leaving us to fend for ourselves. None of us had ever driven a boat. We looked at each other dumbfounded. "Keep driving until you reach that light," he said, before jumping, pointing at a dim light that seemed only too far away, yet sparked hope inside each of us. I am Rashid from Golan in Syria. I graduated with a law degree, but I chose to work for the humanitarian sector. For several years, I worked at an aid agency in Damascus, helping those in need, never thinking I would become a refugee in need myself. I arrived in Vienna a year ago, after a frightening 40 days of travel, handed from one smuggler to the next, never sure where I would be the next night. I had originally fled the war in Syria to Jordan, where I stayed for 8 months, but left because I was unable to work, unable to provide for my family. From Jordan, I flew to Turkey, where we traveled over rough back roads, walking hours at a time, or squeezed into small vehicles not designed for our large numbers. As we crossed borders, moving over strange lands, day after day, I suffered countless humiliations, detentions, and all kinds of inhuman treatment. For this privilege, I paid what remained of my savings, $7,500 US, across several smugglers, the equivalent of 21-way tickets for a 4-hour flight Amman to Vienna direct. Nevertheless, I survived this journey over a sea that continues to engulf the bodies of so many less fortunate. Before we married, my wife, Wad, had volunteered with the International Relief Agency, CARE, in Jordan, helping Syrian refugees. Wad had wanted to be a teacher and had completed 1 year of education at the University of Damascus, but had dropped out because of the war. That is when she became a refugee. She fled Syria to Jordan with her family in January 2013, when the obliterating barrel bombs reached their neighborhood. The only safe spot in their house had been the bathroom, where they spent many days hiding. We had been in love, and I remember how we talked about our future together, which is why I was determined for us to get married before I took this precarious journey. Without employment, while trying to cover food and rent, our financial situation was difficult. Through friends still in Syria, I sold at a significant loss the house I had dreamed we would one day live in. There seemed little chance we would be returning home any day soon. Now, we are together in Vienna with our 5-month-old son, Hazem, who we hope will have a better chance of education, a brighter future than he would have faced had we stayed in war-torn Syria or as refugees in neighboring countries where we could not work. Today, Wad and I have hope for the future as we start our new life in Austria. Wad wants to complete her higher education and help refugees who arrive in Europe needing assistance the same way we needed help as refugees. For me, I'm hoping that the world will recognize the desperation refugees feel when they escape death in Syria, only to travel such a fatal route over rough seas. I plead for world leaders to support refugees in third country resettlement, in promoting safe routes, and for protection of their rights in all countries. But these are only temporary solutions, certainly a helping hand, but we need more. Our ultimate wish for a solution that will relieve Syrians from this ongoing misery, helping us return to a safe, peaceful Syria.